Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are back. This is a live show, back from vacation, and we've got tickets for caller number 9. That's 97. Caller 97. It's
what? You want to start that over?
I want to start over. I put my glasses on. Right now, caller number 97 instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Sam Hunt at the Shoreline Amphitheater on August 11th. Check out Sam Hunt. Call now. Count him up, Hooman. 800-400-3697.
We should mention tickets on sale now at Live Nation.
Oh.
And this is 9, noon, and 5 all week long.
Oh, okay, great.
Is this another guy Jane discovered?
Yeah.
Probably, huh?
Yep.
Good old Jane.
Queen of discovery.
Well, she discovered Ed Sheeran. Look at him appearing on TV shows now and everything.
Oh, he's worldwide, man.
She signs his picture.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I made you.
Don't forget it.
You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah. He used to sit in her office and play Legos.
Yeah. No, I'm sure. Probably paused her own TV at home last night and signed that.
Probably.
Jane.
You're welcome.
Right.
Welcome.
Jane. You're playing a game called... That feels good. Call out and get by his real name. Make him believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane! Why don't you want your mic to be on while you're singing that at the top of your
lungs?
So
like being your backup vocals.
Yeah, but you can't back me up if no one can hear you.
No, I'm softer. They can hear me in the background.
No.
Yeah,
barely.
Not yeah, exactly.
Music.
That's
and
how background vocals
the top
work.
Of my,
you
know,
backing you up in the background.
I'll leave your mic on, and then you just, you know, back off the mic a little bit.
Sounds good. Got it.
415
yeah.
says.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yuzette, can you speak more accent?
Whore accent?
Yeah.
What did Hooman ask me that I said something?
Do you want? Do you really need more?
Yeah.
Because I want more.
Right.
I need some more, man. I need all the band.
Keep on going.
I like them all.
Big and small or only big?
Just big.
Because I'm a size queen.
I'm a size queen.
Your horror accent sounds kind of like a man.
I know.
I can't
go back to it. I can't go back to it.
All right, well, anyway, here's some more text.
Maybe my horror accent is a gay man.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God, laughing my ass off. Love the horror accent.
Oh, people love the horror accent.
I'll have to work on that for you guys.
All right, good.
That's a mop.
510 says he's a zoology major. That's why he has a cheetah in the picture.
You guys? Don't know anything about this guy. It's great. There's a reason. That's good.
The guy from the cute couple from Tinder.
Mm-hmm. They're cute. Good-looking people.
Oh, my God. So many people wrote in about French bulldogs.
It's
okay, guys. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, they said don't do it?
Well, everyone is writing
there
in. They have incredible health problems, which I wasn't aware of. But I was just looking at dogs that don't need a ton of exercise.
Oh, right.
I can't do that again.
Yeah.
As much as I loved my Willa, I cannot do that again.
Yeah. Well, you should get a little dog that you could put into like a hamster ball.
Well, that's what these are. They're pretty little.
Yeah.
They're like 20, 25 pounds.
Yeah. They're so cute. I don't blame you for wanting one. They are really cute.
But if they go right to the doctor, no thanks.
Right, you pick it up. You pick it up somewhere and just drive it to the vet.
Right.
Start your payment plan.
Vinny, Sarah, and Yuzi are exactly right about bully breeds. They're known for having an overwhelming amount of medical issues, no matter the breeder.
Oh.
And on and on.
Yeah.
I mean, I... Frenchies are designer dogs.
I think it was Silicon Valley where I got this information from. Remember when Gavin keeps bringing different animals in to talk to the board and he brings in
like the elephant?
Yeah, well, the elephant was, you know, the big one at the end there.
Yeah.
But he brought in this, like, I think it was a French bulldog. He's like, look at this hideous creature. It's been inbred to the point where it can't breathe through its own nose, and its hips are, so we can't be like this.
Yikes.
Gavin Bell. Do you watch that show?
No. Oh, well, I know of it, and I've seen it.
You should watch it. I just know you'd love it. And it's set here, so it's so right. fun to watch.
Ooh, we talked to
Dinesh.
Yeah, Dinesh the other day.
Ooh,
Brynn, me, and Hooman did a phoner with him because he was promoting his movie, The Big Sick.
Yeah,
The Big
yeah.
Sick,
and
yes.
so happened to be on vacation. We're like, and you know, the PR company.
Well,
like,
push
please,
play.
Please.
Let's listen to it.
Yeah, is it on this website? Or
it's on the website. Maybe.
Cut it up.
Yeah, I want to cut it up and grab
he's
some good
so
parts.
He's so great. Did you see The Big Sick?
I didn't see it. I want to watch it.
It's very cute. You would really enjoy it.
I know. Hooman was saying that I
would. I thought it was a little slow in the beginning, but then, you know, it kind of
And it's his
up a
life
bit.
Story.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It looks
it's cute.
You would love that show.
Silicon Valley.
Yes.
I did love the first season. I just fell off, and there's just too much TV to
I know.
Get to.
There is. There's so much.
502. Vinny looking at dogs, huh? Never getting another dog, huh?
He's a dog.
Dog people always get
that.
Another dog.
They always do, because that's what they need in their life.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
Don't give dog owners poop. They've got enough to deal with on their own.
They have enough poop.
If you ask me, Sarah, kids are overrated.
Oh, yeah. Kids are overrated. That is for sure.
Oh, please. You love those kids.
Well, that's the problem, is that you do love them. Like, you can't give them back or anything, you know, but you're just like, holy crap. You start to look at your life, you go, wow, if I didn't have kids, things would be a lot different. I don't know. They're great. I mean,
you like them around. I love summer. The kids are out of school.
Well,
they're around all day.
I like my kids.
Right.
But I don't like anybody else's
kids. But you're not
kids.
Like, to your kids, you're not like, you're going to camp. Bye.
I sent them to camp 1 year.
And how'd that go? You were lonely.
No, it was fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they liked it okay.
All right.
But they were like, we don't want to go. Mm. It's like, all right, I don't want to pay for it. So that works out for both of us. They used to go to camp all the time. They would go to, you know, the local camps where you just drop the kid off for the day and pay by the day.
Mm-hmm.
They loved that. So every day, John would drop them off over there. We'd pick them up at 4 o'clock. And great. And they had fun. They'd come home exhausted and filthy, which is how kids should be, really, at the end of the day. It's great.
Well, yeah. And I'm learning now. My daughter walks up and goes, do you want to play with me? Oh, God.
It's the last thing I want to do. I just sat down.
I don't at all. I mean, really.
That's what it is. They always want to do stupid stuff.
How long can we play hide and go seek for?
Right.
You're 3 and a half. You're not over this yet?
Just hide really well and then sleep. You know?
Do you want to play with me?
And you say yes every time.
Of course
don't
you do.
I do.
You have to.
Yes.
But the answer is no, I don't want to. I got stuff
so
to do.
So you're lying to your kid.
I have chores to do. The towels don't fold themselves.
Hey, you want to play this game called Folding Towels?
Mm-hmm. Man.
How about you play with me? We're going to do this.
I'm so happy you guys are back. Had some bad news about a good friend a week or so ago, and all I wanted was to get lost in your guys' voices.
Aww.
You are truly a big part of my days. Keep doing what you do. Welcome back.
Thanks for listening.
It's a rotary, says 510.
Yes, rotary.
I never, ever even heard that.
I know. It was weird when I went elsewhere and they said, okay, at the traffic circle, I'm like, what are you talking about? And then the roundabout, I guess. I think I knew that one because isn't that in a Beatles song?
I don't know.
What, roundabout?
Yeah.
Roundabout is a Yes song.
Well, but I didn't realize they were talking about a rotary.
Oh.
You know. They just said something about how they're driving and they're in the roundabout.
Oh, the Beatles did too. Okay, yeah. I don't know that one, but
I don't think it's the name of the song then.
The best, most loving, healthy dogs come from the shelter.
It's true. You
get a
mutt
from the shelter and stop with the inbreds from a breeder. Supper is a farm term for supplement. It comes between lunch and dinner.
Oh.
I don't know that. I never did the
supper time.
Supper. Sarah eats a gay man's dating app for sandwich.
Grindr.
Yeah, Grindr. Oh, I didn't even think of that. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What?
An East Coast Grindr right now. Take an Italian, everything but the onions. Add the hots. Add the hots. Put a little mustard on
what
there.
What hots?
Hots. The hots.
Oh, what hots?
Like whatever, hot peppers, you know. Add the hots. Little bit of mustard, oil and vinegar. Yeah, you know what? Toast it. Let's do that hot oven style. Come on. Oh, my God. I want one right now. So bad.
You do?
Yeah.
It's weird. You're never hungry.
Oh, yeah. That is weird, Ben. Huh. It's unusual for me. Guess you better feed me. You never know when I'll be hungry again.
She's eating one of those promotional
cupcakes
earlier. And she's just... Is that why Hooman took them away?
Oh, no. I just had the one. But
But Bryn's like, how is that? It's just like, it's food fun to put in your mouth, I guess. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. And here I am.
Right. Well, it was one of those, you know how you do the life hack with the cupcakes where you take the whole top part with the frosting off, flip it over so that now the frosting's on the inside and you can kind of eat it like a sandwich without
getting
frosting.
I've never seen anyone do that until I saw you do that.
Well, it was, you know, just on one of those life hack emails that my mom sends me. But that's the one I go for every time. And this was like the perfect cupcake for it. It's just a crummy yellow cake cupcake, you know.
It tasted very fresh.
Sure.
I scooped that frosting off and just ate the little cake.
It was fresh. It was. Yeah. I didn't mean to demean the cupcake's quality. It was a fine cupcake. It was just,
right.
You know.
I guess fine enough to eat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I even considered having another one, but then I was like, my stomach hurts.
979 says...
from the other one.
I'm from Texas. We call... all sodas Coke, regardless of the brand. You want a Coke? Sure. What kind? Oh. I'll take a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, funny. Just a Coke. Okay. It is sort of the term. It's like a Kleenex. Well, I guess you wouldn't say what kind of Kleenex do you want. Oh, really? You want a Kleenex?
Dog trainer here. Every single dog on the top six list is of best breeds with fewest health issues are super high energy and high maintenance. Do your research and definitely go to a shelter. Not only because you're saving a dog's life, but because mixed breeds cuts the severity of purebred intensity by adding a little mellowness to the dog. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I actually know that to be true.
Yeah. A shelter dog is the way to go. Plus, how can you resist? Like, you know what's the problem is with her, Yuzi's plan to volunteer at this place is she's going to have like 7 dogs.
No.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
You
are going to.
You will.
Because you won't be able to say.
No, I'm going to get my feel there. That's the thing. I'm going to be able to get my feel there with the little pet.
And then right. The thing will be like.
All
as you're leaving.
No.
You'll be like, don't worry, I'll see you in 3 days. And then you'll start crying. He'll start crying. You'll be like, all right, I'm taking you. You know what it is? She'll be fostering dogs.
Right.
Don't worry, this isn't my dog. I'm just fostering it until someone comes and gets it.
There's just not room at the shelter, and I don't want anything to happen to this one, so I'll bring it home.
Yuzi, I hate to bring up a sensitive subject, but what did you do to your elbow?
Oh, I knew you just saw
what
that.
What happened to your elbow?
Oh, my God.
Now?
It's horrible. Oh, no. Did you see? I put it down so fast because I saw you looked right at my elbow.
She put her hands into her hair like to pull it back away from her face, and... do it. Show him your elbow.
Oh, let me see. So bad.
Show it to him.
Can we put this on video?
Oh, my.
Let me hold it up.
That is the blackest black and blue I've ever seen.
Yeah.
What did you do, girl?
You bruise easily, yeah. But you also bounce off stuff all day. So what happened?
I was at a sandwich shop the other day, and I was putting my sandwich down on the table. And I sat down on the chair, and the chair next to me had those little balls at the point.
The chair had balls at the end.
Oh, God. Anyway, I went to sit down and knock my elbow right at the edge of the chair, right on that ball.
Oh.
And, man, it stung all the way up my hand.
That is absolutely nasty looking.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, go to the Alice973 Instagram story. It'll be there for 24 hours.
707 says, you guys, I have a brand new car and your Mandingo comments almost made me spit coffee all over it.
Well, luckily, it was only an almost. Hold on, I got to pull that up. So does this mean I'm going to just sit through all your other stories?
Yep.
Other stories they're on the Alice973 Instagram.
All right, so is this the only one?
No,
oh, no,
there's one
me,
of you
I'm
this
back.
Morning.
How do I
and then
get to the next one?
Just click it. Oops. Hit it. Hit the screen.
Oh, you just touch the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. And there's you, Zat. Oh, it's not up there.
It's loading. Just okay. Give it a second.
Oh, well, you know, you told me to go see it.
It's not my fault. I'm slow.
And the problem is, like, I keep hitting it, and it still hurts. And that, it's been about 6 days since I did
that. Oh, that is 6 days old?
Yeah.
Wow.
That must have been really bad.
And it bruised within 2 hours.
Oh, I'm sure. That is absolutely awful.
Gnarly.
You poor thing. I'm so sorry.
925 says, some girl my fiance used to date liked his man areas so much she had to make a mold of it. So somewhere out there, there's a mold of my fiance's man area. You're bragging. That's bragging, right? She's just bragging.
Yep, that's just an opportunity for you to talk about your man's giant
wiener. I'm getting married, everyone. I'm marrying.
Oh, no. I thought it was just that she was marrying a dude with a big one.
Both. Right. But I think that whole I'm marrying is the...
I'm worthy of love and marriage, and I'm having that with someone who's so amazing that they had a mold made of their man area.
In your faces, all you other non-married ladies.
Mushroom slap, ha ha ha. This is my man.
Mushroom slap me.
Talk about the chair with the balls.
What is the chair? I don't.
The chair had balls.
I can't. The chair with the balls.
Can't describe it. But the end of the chair had these two like iron
balls.
Do you mean like at the top of the back of the chair?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's when I went to sit down. I
boomed
right on the.
Oh, was it like a funny bone thing?
Yes.
Did you feel it right away?
Did your hand get all hot and tingly?
Yep.
Did you yell at someone? Did you kick somebody?
Yeah, she gets mad when stuff
happens.
She
yell at everyone around her.
Why did you put that chair there?
Who made this chair?
Who put the chair there? Who built this
restaurant?
Who put the ball at the end? I just wanted to eat my sandwich.
415 says, a year ago, Apple had a commercial on TV that showed a bicyclist going out in a storm with his iPhone 7 mounted on his bike. Seems like they were advertising the feature. iPhone's waterproof, everyone.
Well,
mine is.
They just say resistant.
And I didn't buy a special one. It was underwater. Listen.
Is mine? Do you think the 6 is?
No.
I can't speak for the 6.
The
but I would
first.
Have tried it if I was there and had a 6. Because you got to capture that moment. There's my kid.
So amazing.
It is. It's really
I'm
neat.
Underwater. There's me.
804 says, Connie, get a Greyhound. They're so lazy. I've actually heard that about them. You'd think that they would be like super hyper, but
yeah, because they're
race dogs. But apparently, they're pretty mellow. I think they're so beautiful. I love
greyhounds.
Greyhounds.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie used to have a greyhound, right?
Yeah,
she got rid of it though.
She had to,
didn't
it?
Because it bit the kid.
Yeah. You, I guess you can't get one of those.
Right. About not an advertisement for greyhounds. Way
not
to go.
Really.
About helping the environment. By going vegan, we can reduce the impact of climate change, rainforest destruction, and pollution by saving water and other precious resources. Raising animals for food produces more greenhouse gas emissions than all of the cars, planes, and other forms of transpo.
I would love to. I really love hamburgers.
Hamburgers is what you go for?
I don't know anything. I just like the whole vegan thing. You people are all so pissed off, too. God, I just want to be in a good mood.
It does make them angry. That's true. Sarah, please tell us which recent location you love best for a family vacation. Iceland, Ireland, or Germany?
Not Iceland. Ireland was awesome. Germany was great.
Pick one.
I'll pick Germany. But Bavaria, or Bavaria, whatever it is. I didn't go to any of the northern. We just really were in the Alps. It was like being in a storybook. And you know those Swiss chalets? You know that look? Like the kind of the Swiss ski house?
Yeah.
That is what, outside Munich, as we started to drive south down into the Alps, literally every house is that. And they're all trying to outdo each other with how effing beautiful there.
Like, oh, so you still liked him? You weren't
Oh my God. It makes me want to get one. The rental house that we, on my Instagram, if you follow me on Instagram, if you don't follow me, go to the Alice Instagram. Alice follows all of us. Clarky Clark on there. There's a group of pictures that I put up and John is standing in front of our rental house and
see that one.
It's like the third or fourth picture in one of the groups of pictures. And that's like, all the houses, like you just walk around in these, and we're in this little town called Mittenwald.
Mittenwald.
Mittenwald, and mm-hmm. It's all like cobblestone mm-hmm. paths. everything is 1,000 years old. Like, not kidding. It's 1,000 years old. And the houses are just, and it's a total ski area too. Like, you, it's lush and green and incredible, and everything's built for snow.
Oh.
Because, and as you look up at every single green hill, there's a gondola going up and ski runs coming down. It's absolutely the most amazing. I had no idea. No idea what I was going to. And
you loved it.
Oh, my God. It's
good for you.
You would die there. It was amazing.
I would like it. But how long was the flight?
11 hours.
Oh.
No, it wasn't bad. Oh, you just sleep.
11 hours. You, I can't sleep on a plane.
The movies you saw.
There's people standing around staring at you.
I watched Boss Baby.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, it was funny. Mm-hmm. Stupid. So stupid, but I totally laughed and cried. I watched a bunch of movies. I can't remember any
Get
of them.
Out.
Man.
No, I already saw that one.
I watched, so I liked the Defiant ones, and then I saw something with Richard Gere called Norman or something like that.
Uh-huh. How was it?
I couldn't even finish it. Jesus, it was the most boring movie of all time.
Richard Gere has a knack for picking crap films.
Oh, my Lord. I'm like, is the joke on, like, will this just end?
Listen,
this will be one of those movies that just ends and you just go, they just got me.
4 out of 5 times if Richard Gere is in it, it's going to suck.
Well, that's too bad.
I went to bed.
We got to, we're late.
Oh.
Super fun to be back. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back in a second to wrap things up. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It feels good to be back. We have a big week of shows.
What happened? We have some Warrior Girls coming in tomorrow to promote the auditions. We have Eddie Ift on Wednesday and then Greg Proops on Thursday.
You guys, when you mentioned Proops earlier, and I won't say this when he's here because he actually wasn't in this skit. He was in the background of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a skit with, what is that guy's name? Richard, The fitness guru guy.
Oh, Simmons.
Yeah. Richard Simmons. What was that show that they used to do? The Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Okay. Yeah.
They do a skit with Richard Simmons on it. And
The real Richard Simmons is there.
Comes in and is part of their, like, there's 4 of them on the stage and Proops is in the background. And they just kill. They just crush. It's on YouTube. I mean, you can look it up, but... God, those guys were... That show, when it was good, was as good as it gets.
It was. I totally agree with you. They did a green screen version of it later where they would actually act the stuff out, but then they sort of animated it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt a little bit... It just was a little forced.
Like scripted?
Well, not... Yeah, because they had to put all this cartoonage to it. But when it was just real ad-lib, like, those guys were geniuses. And who was it? It was Drew Carey... And Greg Proops, and then the tall
Wayne
guy.
Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady is amazing.
I can't remember his last name.
But Styles?
Styles, yeah.
That's it. And
give
then the
point.
Other guy, there's one other dude who was part of this group.
Mm-hmm.
And Proops was just sitting there in the background, but it was 4 of those dudes. Ryan, the dude we can't think of his name, Wayne Brady.
I can picture his face.
Right. Sort of a doot-to-doo guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Richard Simmons, and they just... killed. Like, it's all that play on Richard Simmons stuff that he, you know how he is.
I do. And he was a good sport about it.
Oh, God, was he? I mean,
that's great.
He's like, at one point, he's a jet ski, and so he lays down, and the guy pulls his arms up to his, so his face is right, and they're riding, and Richard Simmons' face is right in the guy's crotch, and they're just, they crushed. So anyway, I'm looking forward to Proops, but when you said that, I thought of that bit.
Yeah, that's
it's
funny.
Worth the look.
I'll have to look at it before he comes on Thursday.
It's a huge week. So, and then the Warrior Girls, they're
promoting their auditions coming up.
For the dancers?
For the dancers.
Ooh. Cool.
Yes, we have a couple of the pretties coming in tomorrow.
Mm.
Oh.
Ooh. All right, well, have
wear something nice, Vinny.
I'll do that.
Vinny, wear a button down.
Yeah, right.
Have a great day, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.